Seventh in a 10-part series of columns from the West Kootenay Climate Hub. Gail Elder of Winlaw was one of just 21 BC residents honored with the 2024 Medal of Good Citizenship for extraordinary contributions to community life. Premier David Eby commended Gail for creating the Slocan Valley Community Band, teaching organic gardening skills with his partner Brenda, and for his lifetime of teaching music in the valley. The Premier could have added that Gail and his son Crispin have also contributed to mitigating global climate change by installing solar collectors to provide most of their electricity, including powering Gail's hybrid Toyota and Crispin's Nissan Leaf EV, which saves them thousands in gas every year. In the last 5.5 years, Gail and his wife Brenda's solar array has produced 43,060 kilowatt-hours of electricity, saving them more than $6,000, based on a 15 cents per kilowatt-hour price. That savings covered half of the $12,560 they spent on parts and installation. When they've paid that off in 5 years, they can look forward to 19 more years of free electricity. The Elder family show how individuals can help achieve BC's climate goals, including the electrification of our transportation and building systems by 2050. BC and Quebec are leading the way in electrifying transportation. At current rates, there will be about 400,000 electric vehicles in BC by 2030, making up 90% of new sales but adding only 2% to our electricity demand, according to a recent report by Clean Energy Canada. And since nearly 40% of BC's CO2 emissions are from gas-powered engines, this goes a long way toward meeting our climate targets. Besides passenger cars and trucks, about half of BC's carbon pollution from transportation comes from commercial trucks and buses. Businesses are now recognizing the strong case being made for clean energy trucks and buses, including lower energy and maintenance costs and less downtime. One of Clean Energy Canada's case studies features Metro Vancouver's Whiskey Jack Transport, who rents electric vehicles to the film industry. These have the added benefit of lowering noise and air pollution, creating a healthier environment for workers and residents where they're filming. Another major source of carbon pollution and energy use comes from heating and cooling our homes. On a household level, home heating makes up the largest portion of energy use, regardless of the source. Most BC homes are heated by natural gas or electric baseboards, but more people are switching to heat pumps because of their high efficiency, 2.5 times more efficient than gas heating, according to Natural Resources Canada. Plus, newer cold climate heat pumps work effectively to minus 30 C, and heat pumps also act as filtered air conditioners, a huge boon as our summers get hotter and smokier. Clean Energy Canada found that switching to a heat pump could save a typical BC household nearly $570 a year, taking into account the cost of equipment and deducting available rebates. Those switching to heat pumps from baseboard electric could reduce their annual heating costs by 40% or more. In recent years, building codes have improved considerably, and new homes are more efficient than their predecessors. Improving the energy efficiency of older homes and large buildings can ensure that heat stays inside, instead of heating the outdoors through leaky doors and windows, and inadequate insulation. Domestic hot water is the second largest energy user in most residences, whether it be resistance electric or fueled by natural gas. Heat pump water heaters are 2 to 3 times as efficient as conventional systems, further reducing your energy costs and household carbon pollution. Cooking energy costs can also be halved by replacing your gas range with an electric induction range, with the added bonus of having cleaner indoor air. Wondering how to navigate various rebates and loan programs to make your home healthier, more efficient and less polluting? Kootenay residents can take advantage of programs like the Regional Energy Efficiency Program and the Clean BC Better Homes Program, which features a free climate coach and a guide to provincial energy savings rebates for new homes or renovations. To help with affordability issues, some of the programs are income qualified, while others are aimed at renters and landlords. Like the Elder family of Winlaw, individuals and businesses across BC and Canada are finding ways to reduce their energy bills and carbon pollution. Maybe you are too. Alan Early is a retired lawyer, former Nelson businessperson and a past president of the Nelson and District Chamber of Commerce. Before practicing law, he owned and managed an energy conservation company that insulated some 500 homes and buildings in and around Nelson.